Welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. Hey everyone, and I'm recording this. I just finished a 2-tank dive. We're down in Belize on Thatch Key. I'd love you, actually, anyone who's thinking of going on a vacation somewhere, we're just here with our friends and family. Many of you know that I bought an island about 2 years ago, and it's about 9 miles off the coast of the mainland. We are just having a blast here, and I really want to talk about time. Honestly, I just got out the shower. I'm sitting right by the water's edge here. I just came out of the wind, but I mean, I'm looking at a turquoise blue ocean with little white caps, and the trees of the island are swaying in the breeze. You may even be able to hear kids in the background. We're in the central villa. There they are. I just set them up playing Monopoly. And this is a friends and family week. So we invited people who I know well, my friends, some of my my partner, Mike, his family and friends, and my other partner, Peter, his family. So we just all came down, those that could afford to come, and we're spending a week here. Today was our second day. Was that? No, first official day, I'm sorry. Today we went diving. My buddy Robbie came over from Toronto, and I was diving with my son Ben, who's just 14. It's great. We dove yesterday with him. He's done 2 dives today. He just recently got certified. The last time we were on the island, he got certified. Came in, had lunch, and came back to the cabana, which is right on the water. I mean, the deck is actually in the water. It's just spectacular. And really, I was thinking, you know, what shall I do today's show about? It's a Monday morning kick in the butt. It's only 10 minutes long. And I really wanted you to sort of think about time this week. Is, you know, when I think about that clock ticking, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, and each tick, each tock, the time's gone forever. I mean, you can't get it back. You can't steal it back. You get a little bit older, you know, and so many of us are trapped in places that are, you know, we're not happy sometimes. We're not, we don't have a plan to create an extraordinary life. And some of us are really in a situation where, you know, getting out of our financial situation may be so monumental. But what does that really mean when it comes to controlling time? And it's something that I realize when I look back across my 52 years that feel like 150 years. I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy thing. When I think back to when I was 18, you know, I was living in a small village in England, growing my own vegetables. I was a chimney sweep and a window cleaner. I lived with a girl with 2 kids, so I was like a daddy, you know. And I spent all my day in the garden growing vegetables. I mean, it just seems like 100 lifetimes ago. Did I ever think I'd be living in Canada in the most beautiful part of the world and doing what I'm doing? Not a chance. And did I ever think I'd ever own an island and be sitting here with my friends and family enjoying the most beautiful week and diving with my son? My other son right now has just gone out sailing. And so he's out on a Hobie Cat right now. And again, it's just gorgeous. So how do we control time? And that's something why I really want to urge you, whether you have money or no money. First of all, we got to dream. We got to start to learn to dream. Now, obviously, I'm broadcasting this for both my shows. So this is being broadcast on the Kick-Ass Life Show. And the same show is being broadcast on Amplified Network Marketing. Because I think there's a relevancy to a kick in the butt, you know, and I just really can't do 6 shows a week right now. So I wanted to sort of share a show because there's so many of you don't listen to both shows. So how do you control time? Are you wondering yet? Well, here's my way. And again, this is not thought about. I haven't got notes in front of me. I just knew if I pushed record that what I really wanted to say would come out. And how I feel I control time is because I fill the moments. And it's not like I'm crazy, you know, like right now I'm going to go and lay out in the hammock and just enjoy the breeze on my body. And Jen right now, my partner, she's just out getting certified. She spent the last week in Canada at the pool, and she's been working with an instructor. So they have to do 4 open water dives, and she'll come back with her diving certificate tomorrow. She's out there today doing 2 dives, as is my friend Mark. And so how do you control time? Are you wondered yet? What happens, what I find is that whether I have money or not, it's just filling all the moments up. It's not with busyness, sometimes with busyness, with dreams and goals for sure, but just being looking forward to doing things, sharing time, doing great things, saying yes to stuff. A few days ago, Mike and Steve, who are both on the island with me, we were skidooing in the Revelstoke, up in the almost the number one skidoo place in the whole world. We had an amazing, amazing time. Is that called a skidoo? Yeah, sled, right? Skidooing up in the mountains. Unbelievable. And here we are now in this tropical paradise. But again, yeah, can they afford it? Well, not all of them. It's not like they're all wealthy. It's just that they planned this, that they made this a priority, and they were able to put money aside and you know, think about it and say, look, let's just do something extraordinary. Let's go to the island. Let's bring the kids. Excuse me, a little cough. And so we control time by really designing our life, by creating magical moments, and whether we have money or not. It's that instead of just slumping in front of the TV, it's about taking that walk in the park or watching the sunset. Like last night, watching the sunset, and this morning, I was up 10 to 5, and I watched the sunrise over the ocean here, and it was spectacular. And that didn't cost anything. Okay, where I'm at, yeah, it cost something. But I could have easily done it anywhere in the world. There's always a sunset somewhere. And or something. Maybe it's a starscape. Maybe it's just, you know, going and swimming in the lake. Maybe it's walking the dogs a different way. But, you know, how I control time is making Christmas different every year. Planning different types of ways of celebrating the same kind of holidays. Like, we're going to celebrate St. Paddy's Day here. Everyone's brought a costume. We're going to have a lot of fun. Again, does that cost anything? Not really. Not really. To throw a party, whether you got money or not. And I want you to really understand the idea. Some of you are driving to work right now, and yeah, you work 10 hours a day. Yeah, that's right. And there is ways out of that. And I talk about that. If you're listening to the Amplified Network Marketing Show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But you're going to have to commit. If you want to change your circumstances, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So how do you control time? Well, again, fill it with magical things. You know, do beautiful things. You know, don't just get caught on the couch, and don't let television become your master. I'd say try a month without television. Remove them from your homes. You know, I was just talking to someone the other day, and he said he had 13 TVs in his house. 13 TVs in his house. And I realized that in North America, that's quite common. So how does time figure in that kind of lifestyle where you get up and the television fills the space? And then you watch regular programming like, you know, American Idol. I get it. I mean, I don't watch that kind of stuff. And I don't watch a series of any kind. Because for me, there's that familiarity that I'm thinking, wow, you know, I'm watching this other life being led on TV where I could go and do something. And again, not always busy. Sometimes it's a meditation. Sometimes it's a snuggle, being able to lay in bed longer and snuggle your partner and be connected. A little walk, you know. Whatever it is, you know. And again, if you're in the life of design, and we've got 2 friends on the island, Paul and Suzanne, they were on the show, Amplified Network Marketing, and, you know, we fall in love with these guys, you know, as we have a lot of the people who are in network marketing. So many of you listen, you know how close you are to me and Jen. You could easily be here. And they have the choice, because financially they could say yes. Their ability to fly from Australia to Belize, they could say yes to. Why? Because they've been able to design their life. They've been able to create the kind of financial freedom that allows them to say yes. You know, and they leave here, they're gonna go to Mexico and spend a little bit of time in Mexico before flying home. And so for them, this was a lover's retreat. We've given them a cabana on the water, and they're just here relaxing and laying in the hammocks and sleeping and making out, whatever they're doing, it's great. So how do you control time? Well, that's your choice today. What about breaking the habit? I feel the number one way to control time is to break habits. So we're habitually doing something, driving to work the same way every day. So let's say you've got a 9-to-5. You know, as that routine becomes boring. Routine is your comfort zone. Routine is something where you look back and 1 week feels and seems like the next. Christmas every year feels and seems like the next. How I control time is to break the routine. So again, whether you have money or not, start doing things differently. Start doing things that you don't normally do. Fill the weeks with some, but at least choose something this week that you have not done for a long time, whether it's having a dinner party. And if you can't afford to buy food, have a potluck. Invite your closest friends and get them all to bring something. You know, that's how I control time. So again, this week's sort of idea, whether you're a network marketer or whether you're, you know, a kick-ass like practitioner, and you're looking to really create something very, very special, then again, notice routine. Notice if you're watching the same shows week after week after week. Stop it, try it. Just try 90 days without it. Try a season without the routine and watch how time expands. Watch how when you look back into each day, they seem different as opposed to the same. Monday to Friday should not feel the same. There should always be something. And again, if you have no money, there is no excuse. Money does not create the ability to control time. What creates the ability to control time is courage. Courage to do things differently on a consistent basis. Courage to say yes to things that you don't normally say yes to. Courage to think that you are, or to believe that you are the controller of your life, that you are the designer of your life, that your life or life is in your hands, and that you are the destiny creator, and the simple, simple things. So again, if every single day you do the same thing at a certain time, try it differently. If you go to a restaurant all the time, same restaurant, sit in the same seat, order the same food, do it differently. Watch how time expands when you start observing the world from different angles. Watch how time becomes pliable. How, and I'll give you an example of that. My good friend Robbie's here from Toronto. He's a denturist. He'd been on the island now. This is his second day. And this morning he looked at me and he says, I feel like I've been here a week. So yesterday we went diving, in the afternoon sailing, in the evening we had a beautiful dinner, and we just sat up and chatted, right? Again, when you break the habit of life, it extends time. You become the master, the creator. You become the Merlin, the wizard. You become the ability to make time. Each day feel like 2 days. Each week feel like a month. Each month feel like a year. Then suddenly your lifetime, your lifespan, as you look back across it with that final breath, is going to be extraordinary. The landscape of your life. Now, I have no music today. The only thing you may be able to hear is the waves lapping on the shore, or the kids laughing in the background. Like, I've gone 12 minutes. I hope you got the message. I was just, again, out the shower. I just wanted to share something with you. I'm going to see if I can get this uploaded for you for Monday. And again, remember, how do you control time? Well, you figure it out. Listen to this again and see if today you can make it extend. Make today feel longer than yesterday. And then make the week feel longer than the last week, and the month feel longer than the month before. And then you've found out a little secret of what it's like to lead a kick-ass life, for those of you listening to the Kick-Ass Life Show. And for those of you listening to Amplified Network Marketing, you're gonna get a taste of why creating financial success and really being able to create your dreams, becoming financially free, allows you to say yes and do extraordinary things all the time. And nothing greater than that this morning, diving with my son. On the second dive, watching him, you know, we had turtles, we had 10 giant eagle rays that were 6 to 8 feet across that came past us at different times, eels, lionfish, I mean, you name it, sharks. We had everything in the water today. I'm watching my 14-year-old son enjoy it and thinking, you know what, I don't have to worry about the cost. I can say yes to that because I've been able to design my life, and that's everyone's birthright. So think about that. Don't get depressed by it. Use it as motivation to change your life, and I'll definitely see you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.